Hello and welcome to the Yijing Medical Qigong Association audio newsletter. This is Master Fei, and it's my pleasure to be back here for our ninth audio newsletter. And my goal today is to maybe change the direction of our newsletter. One of the things I want to focus on in the future is sharing information from practitioners in the field. More and more lately, I've been receiving a few phone calls and some emails and discussing topics covering chapters in Dr. Suzanne Friedman's book. And for those that are new to the audio newsletter, the information that we intend on covering is from the book, The Yijing Medical Qigong System, A Taoist Medical I Ching Approach to Healing by Dr. Suzanne Friedman. And though I've received a lot of calls and emails on different topics, the one I've picked today is the Shurjan Needle. And that information can be found in Chapter 17, page 100 of Dr. Friedman's book. And the technical aspects are outlined there. So my intention is not to cover this point by point, because Dr. Friedman has done such a good job at doing that. But more to share some of the thoughts and ideas that I've received from these practitioners. And maybe one of the first ones is the topic of a relationship with the needle, or maybe the needle's relationship with the practitioner as well as the patient. One of the things that I've heard from a lot of practitioners, and something that I practice myself, is to remove barriers with my Shurjan needles, in the sense of taking the time during meditation to hold the needles and feel their different qualities and the energetic aspects of them, and identifying that purpose which they serve when I utilize them in the clinic, to hold the gold needle and think about those tonifying qualities, and the silver needle and the purging and, or shall I say, maybe the sedating aspects of silver. Let us remember that these needles are nothing more but an extension of our intention and our will when we utilize them as tools in the clinic. With that being said, another way to remove these barriers is also to use the needles on self. Whether you're an acupuncturist or have access to certain energetic charts, but utilizing them on your own body to diagnose and feel inside of self, to use them to chart the energetic pathways within your own body and utilize them for either tonifying or sedating. Because when you can utilize your own body as a template, your treatment skills will increase tenfold. I would also suggest utilizing some type of inner vision techniques to accomplish this. These are just but a few of the comments that I've received. So let's go ahead and communicate a little bit more in the future. I'm sure we'll find our way back to this topic again, so just keep in mind, if anything that you have experienced out there in the field, get back to me via email or a phone call. Another tip I've received from a lot of practitioners out there is, depending on one's relationship with their patient, one of the things that you might need to do is utilize a little bit more gross movement when you're either tonifying or sedating a certain point. The reason for this is, depending on the patient, if they're not energetically sensitive and aware, they may be subconsciously sabotaging the treatment if they don't feel anything or their mind is wandering, you know, wondering what's going on. So again, if you have that type of a relationship with the patient, you may even take the time to explain what you're doing with your intention and will, and this will also guide their intention and will and assist in the treatment. And the more we can train our patients overtly or even subconsciously to take better care of themselves, the easier our job is going to be. Though it may decrease the number of patients that continue to see us, but that should be our goal overall. Which brings me to maybe one of the last little tidbits before I get into a few admin notes, and that's the cleaning of the needles. We all know how to take care of our clinic, and the needles come with pads to wipe them down. But there's also another type of cleaning that I'd like to mention, and that's utilizing our energy, or connecting to the energy of the Wuji, to cleanse these needles before every use and or after every patient that we see. And that is strictly by holding them and utilizing our intention to pull that energy up from the center of the earth and connect to the energy of the Wuji and pull it down into our body to cleanse these needles. So I think this is giving you a good idea of the direction that I want to move this audio newsletter into. And again, this is your newsletter, so please send me your feedback, and I'll make it what we need to have as an association. Another announcement is, in the near future, our intention is to start a message board, and this will let us post comments on certain chapters of the book and things that we're experiencing in the field. I also want to be able to send out individual association membership certificates with the option of people having either a paper or an electronic version so they could just print it themselves. And I want to send this out to all members, but here we go. I don't know who you are, so do me a favor. Take the time to email us at ymqa@podomatic.com. Or just go ahead and give me a call at 831-393-0663. If we're not available in the clinic, just go ahead and leave me your email, name, and phone number, and I'll make sure you get on the email list. And again, this isn't so we'll send out a lot of junk mail, maybe a couple announcements every year, dates of training, and maybe conferences, because we plan on doing some trainings in Hawaii as well as California and possibly even New York. And in the short 8 months that we've been in association, right now we have over 12,000 members, with about 70 added new subscribers every day to the association newsletter. And that's pretty powerful. That makes us one of the fastest growing medical Qigong, or shall I even say TCM, associations worldwide. So please email me and tell me if you would want that certificate sent either electronically or via postage. And let's continue this fantastic journey and voyage that we're on. And thank you for your time. I hope you enjoyed yourself and this latest version of our audio newsletter. And have a fantastic day. Ciao.